April 15th, Job chapter 19.
Then Job answered and said, "How long will you torment me and break me in pieces with words? These 10 times you have cast reproach upon me. Are you not ashamed to wrong me? And even if it be true that I have erred, my error remains with myself. If indeed you magnify yourselves against me, and make my disgrace an argument against me, know then that God has put me in the wrong, and closed his net about me. Behold, I cry out, 'Violence!' but I am not answered. I call for help, but there is no justice. He has walled up my way, so that I cannot pass, and he has set darkness upon my paths. He has stripped from me my glory, and taken the crown from my head. He breaks me down on every side, and I am gone, and my hope has he pulled up like a tree. He has kindled his wrath against me, and counts me as his adversary. His troops come on together. They have cast up their siege ramp against me, and encamped around my tent. He has put my brothers far from me, and those who knew me are wholly estranged from me. My relatives have failed me. My close friends have forgotten me. The guests in my house and my maidservants count me as a stranger. I have become a foreigner in their eyes. I call to my servant, but he gives me no answer. I must plead with him with my mouth for mercy. My breath is strange to my wife, and I am a stench to the children of my own mother. Even young children despise me. When I rise, they talk against me. All my intimate friends abhor me, and those whom I loved have turned against me. My bones stick to my skin and to my flesh, and I have escaped by the skin of my teeth. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, O you my friends, for the hand of God has touched me. Why do you, like God, pursue me? Why are you not satisfied with my flesh? O that my words were written! O that they were inscribed in a book! O that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever! For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. If you say, 'How we will pursue him,' and 'The root of the matter is found in him,' be afraid of the sword, for wrath brings the punishment of the sword, that you may know there is a judgment."
Hope in the Midst of Despair, Lydia Brownback. What is God up to in seasons of suffering? When trials befall us, we can be tempted to question God's goodness or power, and because we want an end to our pain, we often try to figure out why God has allowed a particular trial into our life. We reason that if we can just understand what God is doing, we can begin to work toward a way out of our difficulty. That's what Job's friends tried to do when great tragedy befell Job, insisting that Job's suffering was surely the result of his sin. The friends' efforts to help provided no relief and served only to torment the suffering Job. We learn from this a key aspect of suffering. We cannot know God's specific purposes in the trials that he allows into our lives. Scripture does, however, provide us with God's big-picture purpose, which is to test and strengthen our faith. Will we worship and love him even when he does not shield us from tragedy, grief, and disappointment? Of one thing we can be sure: Nothing can harm, including the powers of evil, apart from the sovereign ruling hand of God. Job was unaware of Satan's involvement in his devastation, but Scripture reveals it to us so that we can learn that it is often a factor even when we cannot see it. Nevertheless, Satan could do nothing to Job that God did not first permit him to do. We see the same thing in the New Testament. Satan could not sift the disciples apart from God's permission. One of the most painful aspects of suffering is how alone we feel. Job recounts that his friends and those of his household became uncomfortable around him because they could not handle his suffering. Even worse, in times of suffering, God can seem distant. Job felt as if God had abandoned him. "He has kindled his wrath against me and counts me as his adversary," verse 11, and this caused Job to lose all hope. But Job's loss of hope was fleeting, as it will be for all who belong to God through Christ. Joyful hope is possible even in the worst kinds of suffering, because God's commitment to care for us and his ability to raise us up from all the damaging effects of the fall have already been eternally established. The truth of that enabled Job to proclaim, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth," verse 25. The ultimate explanation for all the suffering on this earth is sin. Yet that is the very thing from which, through the gospel, we have been redeemed.